There's a very popular show on British television that satirizes current events. It's called Not the 9 O'Clock News, and that show was the inspiration for Not Necessarily the News, a show on HBO that spoofs the news using comedy sketches combined with actual news footage. The show's head writer, since it began in 1983, has been Matt Newman. He started his TV career in 1972 as the star and writer of a local San Francisco program called The Chicken Little Comedy Show. He went on to write for Saturday Night Live, Fridays, and specials starring Lily Tomlin and Bobbin Ray. Most of the skits on Not Necessarily the News are built around clips of public figures. You may have seen some of these news clips broadcast on the nightly news. Others are outtakes that never made it to the air. When I spoke to Matt Newman from Los Angeles, I asked him how he gets a hold of this news footage.
Predominantly, we get it from the Sherman Grinberg Library, which catalogs ABC News. We also get NBC. We're getting some CNN sometimes. We get footage from UPITN in Australia, from England. We'll comb through this footage, and we'll find something usually that's just perfect for our show that no one's seen on the air because it's been edited out. It wasn't appropriate for the networks.
I was wondering about that. Do you have an idea and then look for tape, or do you see a moment and then write around it?
Well, that's really a common question of our show because it goes both ways. Sometimes it's the cart before the horse, where we think of the cart and we look for it. The main impetus is seeing something unusual or funny and applying it in some way, usually out of context, of course, to some future piece. But very often we'll think of something that where we need a particular statement or appearance or location for a particular personality, the president, his wife, the Pope, Margaret Thatcher, whoever. And we'll find it. But generally, you can't just hope that the president will stumble and fall down a flight of steps when you want him to. You have to wait a few weeks. He'll do it, but you can't always get it to be done just when you want him to.
You work to make the sketches as real as possible. In other words, when we see President Reagan at a press conference and then you cut to the room where all the reporters are, it looks like a press room. When you had a sketch with Oliver North, you actually went out and got a car that looks like his. Do you have an unlimited budget?
Oh, please. I wish that were true. Actually, we have a very limited budget. It's not so much a matter of expense. I think you just have to be clever and have good people, as we do, putting their best ideas together. There are a lot of things we cannot do because of budget. Many, many things we would have loved to have done that we just could not afford. We might have done them, but then we would have probably blown the budget for everything else in the show. And you can't do that when most of the pieces hardly ever run longer than a couple of minutes. So it's just a matter of being as resourceful as possible. In that case, we went out and found an old car that went in close-up, at least, resembled as much as possible Oliver North's. In other cases, if we're doing interviews and we want an over-the-shoulder shot of the person being interviewed who's on the footage, we try and find someone most like that person, dress them that way, etc. It just comes down to a matter of good wardrobe people, good designers and props and set people, and basically choosing that material that is producible.
Do the people you satirize, some of these public figures, do they watch the show?
I believe some have seen it. We're talking mainly about politicians in Washington. The only problem is because our program is on home box office, we have to rely on being seen by those people who can receive it. But I know that the show has been seen by a number of prominent politicians. I remember some years ago we had done a very lighthearted piece it was a record offer called Tip's Greatest Hits on Tip O'Neill, and all the songs were related to eating and drinking. There was nothing really mean-spirited about it. It just seemed to fit very naturally. We also had a wonderful clip of Tip O'Neill singing in Apple Blossom Time to his wife, so it seemed to work out perfectly. When Tip O'Neill's office was contacted in Washington, when we happened to visit Washington, whether or not he would like to appear on our show, we got a pretty angry reply from his secretary that the speaker was not interested in appearing on that program since he had been made aware of that piece. In any case, we occasionally get feedback, but not so much from politicians. More likely, we get angry feedback from commercial products and companies.
Any examples?
Well, let's try Gallo Wine was particularly upset when we did Gallo's Wine, parroting those French wine commercials where they, where the punchline, I believe, was the taste was so bad they hanged the winemaker, I think. That's the name, Gallo's Wine. Another one that was actually had to be pulled from a run during one of the months we were on a couple of years ago was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Ours was spelled R-H-E-S-U-S, and it pertained to a mixture of mashed up and ground Reese's monkeys mixed with peanut butter and chocolate. Now, I know it's disgusting, and it is early, at least out here, but the fact is that the Reese's people, R-E-E-S-E apostrophe S, didn't take kindly to it, and as a result, threatened a lawsuit. And in some cases, the it's a judgment call by our insurance carriers and their lawyers whether or not it's worth to take out a deductible and keep the thing on the air. Generally, you're not going to lose a case like that because it is in fun. And if the piece can be defended on any basis at all of humor, and I don't know from your reaction whether it could be, but the main point is if it can be defended on that basis, generally you're protected by the Constitution, which I think is still around.
How did you get Edwin Newman, who is a newsman himself, to make fun of himself?
Oh, this was tough. We had to dial not just his home phone number, but the area code as well, to get Edwin Newman to do our show. No, he's done a few things recently that indicate he's got a wonderful sense of humor. He's a terrific guy. He did the show. He has been an inveterate follower of our show. Knew so much of the material. I was shocked. He wanted to do it. He flew in just for the day to shoot the material out here and. He was terrific. He's done Saturday Night Live and a couple of other shows as little cameos. And he is not officially with NBC, which I think allows him to be able to do this kind of work.
Do you start reading the evening news in the afternoon? Do you watch Dan Rather while taping Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw for later viewing? Do you secretly hide newspapers around the house? Do you get the AP wire in your bathroom? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are a newsaholic and you need help. Call us at the Edwin Newman Center in Palm Springs. I know. I went through it. I survived. So can you.
The Edwin Newman Center. No news is good news.
Do you have trouble taking the news seriously now?
I don't have trouble taking it seriously. I think it's by taking it seriously that we can find our humor in it. There's a certain amount of anger in writing and producing this kind of material because we do have a point of view. We have a social concern to, through the jokes, to hopefully educate the audience. We're not against satirizing anyone on any side of the political spectrum, but basically we're trying to make fun of the stupidity and the folly of what we consider to be major problems in the way things are run. So we do take it very seriously, and it's, I think, what makes us laugh so much is just how foolish these people are in their pursuit of political power.
Can you give us a hint as to what might be coming up next month?
Okay, I'll give you a very good hint. Next month, nothing, actually, because we're not on next month. Our next show, though, will be, I can tell you that, in November, and it is going to be not necessarily entertainment, which is just a catch-all for us to parody anything involving movies, television, sports, news, what have you. We have planned to do a parody of an award show, of which I really am not sure I want to tell you what the nature of it is yet, but I think that is going to be the wraparound, whereas we usually have some kind of running theme or wraparound through our shows, whether it's a news desk or some scene like with the media show was the budget cutbacks and the set gets constantly depleted throughout. I think this next show will be based around a very lavish awards banquet show, what have you, like the Emmys or Oscars or whatever those animal award shows are, too.
Lots of stairways and chiffon curtains, right?
Hopefully, yes. If we can afford them. If not, we'll just get footage of stairways and curtains and we'll make do.
Matt Newman, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Leon.
Matt Newman is the chief writer for Not Necessarily the News, broadcast on Home Box Office.